We're going to be looking at the New Testament book of Romans for the Wednesday night crowd. Romans is a familiar book of Scripture as we have jumped into a weekly study, verse by verse, chapter by chapter on Wednesday nights. So if we would invite you to come and be with us on Wednesday nights for the study of the book of Romans. We are in chapter 2, so it's a good time. We're toward the beginning of the book, so it's a good time for you to come and join us and be with us on Wednesday nights with that study. This morning we'll be looking at Romans chapter 12. We'll be looking at verses 1 and 2. Verses 1 and 2 of Romans chapter 12. And the message this morning is entitled, Living Godly in an Ungodly World. Living Godly in an Ungodly World. This morning we'll be looking at Romans chapter 12, beginning with verse 1. I'd invite you to stand as we read God's Word together. In verse 1 of Romans chapter 12, it says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be you transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Father, bless your word and speak to our hearts today. Father, help us, Lord, to understand your truth and to build our lives upon it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Please be seated. Look to the Word and not to the world. That's an encouraging thought for us to take to heart this morning. And that is very similar to the words of the Apostle Paul found there in verse 2 of our passage. You see, Paul is the author of the book of Romans. It is a letter written to a very specific church during a very specific time, but it has application to all believers for all time. Paul here was writing to the church at Rome, encouraging them to live godly in an ungodly world. Is that something that's needed today? To live godly in an ungodly world? He was encouraging them to live godly in an ungodly world because they were surrounded by ungodliness. They were surrounded by immorality. They were surrounded by corruption. Now, you've heard the old saying, when in Rome, do as the Romans do, right? We've all heard that saying. In other words, be adaptable, be flexible, be conformable, embrace the culture, the norms, and the values and the behaviors and the belief systems of the people that you find yourselves in the midst of. Sounds all well and good, but that philosophy is an absolute contradiction to what the Scripture teaches us here. And when the Word contradicts the world, and when the world contradicts the Word, we must always follow the Word. You see, essentially what Paul is saying to those Roman Christians and to us today is to look to the Word and not to the world. To look to the Word and not to the world for our values, for our morals, for our guidance. To look to the Word and not to the world for the hope and the direction that we need in our lives. Instead of getting our guidance from secular sources, from secular books and secular media and secular professionals, instead of checking to see what Oprah says, instead of checking to see what our horoscope says or what Facebook says or what our best friend says, instead of checking to see what others may say, we are to look first and foremost to the Word to see what God says to us. He is the ultimate and final authority in our lives. Now, don't get me wrong. I think getting advice from others can be a good thing. I think it is a healthy thing. I think that we can talk through issues with people. We can listen to other opinions and other points of view and get some good wisdom and knowledge from people who have been down those roads that we've yet to go down. But we should evaluate and filter every source of information that comes our way through the backdrop of God's Holy Word. And if it contradicts God's Word, it's not right for you, regardless of who says what. You see, we should always err on the side of God's Word. We should always err on the side of God's Word. Why? Because the Word will never steer you wrong. The word will always steer you right. The world and people will steer us wrong, but God will always steer us in the right direction. You talk about regrets. I've never heard anyone say, I regret following the Word. I regret listening to God. I regret doing what God encouraged me to do. I regret applying those things that I learned in Sunday school in my life. I've never heard anyone make those comments. Oh, but time and time again, over and over, I've heard it and you've heard it. People say, oh, I regret listening to so-and-so. I regret listening to the advice of this one or that one, and on it may go. You see, advice is relative. It's subjective. Advice can be wrong, but God's Word is strong and sure and true, and we can build our lives upon it. Well, what can we see in our passage of Scripture this morning? First of all, we can see that we are to look to the Word for the help that we need. We all need help in our lives. No one is an island to themselves. God made us, created us, formed us, and fashioned us to be dependent. Dependent upon Him first and foremost. And the truth is, no matter how strong and independent we may strive to be, we need one another as well. But we are to look to the Word for help. You see, the Word gives us help. God's Word gives us help. It's our guide for daily living. It's our roadmap for victorious living. Yet why do we give it so little credence and so little credibility in our lives? Contained within the pages of this ancient holy book are the answers and help for the problems that we face in modern life. Listen, there is no problem that you can face in your life that where the answer is not found in God's Word. There's nothing that we can go through, nothing that we can endure, nothing that we can experience that God does not have something to say to us about in His holy book. So we can look to the Word for help. Certainly, there are a lot of caring and well-meaning people in our lives that we can look to, that we can turn to, that we can lean on. We need family. We need our church families. We need friends. We need others. But nothing or no one should be allowed to replace the preeminence of God's Word in our lives. He is the help that we need in times of trouble. He is the hope that we can look to. He is the one that we can call upon that will never leave us, nor forsake us, nor fail us, or let us down. He will always be there for us. He is the rock, the anchor, that we can cling to amid these troubled storms of life. So we can look to the Word this morning for help. Regardless of what we're going through, regardless of what we're experiencing in our lives, we can look to God through His holy Word. But not only can we look to the Word for the help that we need, but also this morning we can see that we can look to the Word for hope. We can look to the Word for hope. In these uncertain times that we're living in, where can we place our lasting hope? Paul said, if I place my hope in this life only, in other words, if I place my hope in the things of this world, I would be of all men most miserable. You see, Paul knew something about where to place his hope. Sometimes we place our hope in the wrong things, don't we? Sometimes we place our hope in things that can lead us astray. You see, government cannot bring hope. Political candidates cannot bring hope, whether Republican or Democrat. Only Jesus can bring real and lasting hope to our nation and to our lives. He is the only one that can bring us hope. So we can look to the Word for the hope that we need, because real and lasting and true hope cannot be found in the things of this world. But not only can we look to the Word for the help that we need, because we know that our help comes from God. The Bible says, look to the hills from whence cometh our help. Not only can we look to the Word for the hope that we need, but also this morning we can see that we can look to the Word for truth that we need. You know, it seems that we're living today in a world that is absent, that's void of truth. It seems that there's a truth vacuum in our world today. It seems that as long as people can justify their actions, as long as they can rationalize their behaviors, then their actions and their behaviors must be okay. You see, man in his sinful state tries to justify, tries to rationalize, tries to normalize his sin, but that does not make it truth, and that does not make it right. Just because something has become more acceptable to man and more acceptable to society does not in any way mean that it has become more acceptable to Almighty God. So we can look to the Word for truth. Where can we go for truth? We need truth today in our lives. God's Word is inerrant and infallible truth today. It's truth without error. It's truth for all people, for all time, and it's truth for you and me and for the struggles of life and the problems of life that we face. We live in this postmodern world that says there is no truth, that truth is all truth is relative, and that there are many paths to truth. But the truth is, this morning, is that there is only but one truth, and that is God's truth. And His truth is not relative. His truth is absolute. His truth is unchanging. You see, people's hearts change. People change their minds. Societies change. Fads and trends change over time. You remember the bell bottoms? Some of you wore bell bottoms years ago, didn't you? Had the afro hairdos, right? Things change over time. You know, now we live in this computer age where everything's digital and electronic. Things change over time. Nations, kings, and kingdoms change. They come and they go, but the Word of God endures for all times. God's Word is unchanging. It's truth for all times. Scripture says, heaven and earth will pass away, but the Word of God will endure for all times. It will stand, it will last, and it will endure from generation to generation. You see, the interesting thing about God's Word is that it was here before we were born. It'll be here long after we're gone. God's Word is timeless and it's unchanging. You see, we cannot look to the media. We cannot look to news outlets. We cannot look to popular culture or politicians for truth. They tell us what they want us to know. But God's Word tells us what we need to know in our lives. His Word is steadfast and unchanging in a rapidly changing world. His Word is truth for all ages, and His Word is truth for all time. But not only can we see that God's Word gives us the help that we need, gives us the hope that we need, the truth that we need, but also we can see that we can look to God's Word for strength. You see, Philippians 4:13 says, I can do all things through Jesus Christ who strengthens me. He is our strength. We can do all things through Him. And the Bible says, apart from Him, we can do nothing. You see, He is the strength that we need. The Apostle Paul understood that his strength came not from within, but his strength came from God. We draw our strength from God and His holy word, and weakness comes from within. I think that's what Paul meant when he said, those things which I should not do, I find myself doing, and those things that I should not be doing, those are the very things that I find myself doing. Can we relate to that today in our lives? Can we relate to that? Does that describe us in our lives today? You see, we are to draw strength from the Word of God. The closer we are to the Word, then the further we will be from the things of this world. And consequently, the further we are from the things of this world, the closer we can be to the things of God. So how can we live victorious lives if we do not daily go to the Word and feast from the Master's table and get the spiritual nourishment and sustenance that we need and necessary in order to stand strong and firm in this ungodly day that we're living in? The Word says, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. The lesson for us today is that He quenches our thirst, He feeds our soul, and He sustains us daily through His Word. You see, Jesus said, I am the bread of life. He says, I give you living water. He is the living Word. He is the Word incarnate. The Bible says that the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Through the Word of God, He gives us strength. I hear people say all the time, how can I be close to God? How can I draw close to the Lord? You know, the Bible tells us if we'll draw close to God, He'll draw close to us. If we'll draw near to Him, He will draw near to us. Well, how do we do that? Through the timeless, unchanging Word of God. So we see this morning that we can draw our strength from the Word. So where can we go for helps in times of trouble in our lives? Where can we go during those difficult days and nights in our lives? Where can we go for strength? There is a source that we can go to this morning. There is a place where we can go. There is a wellspring that we can draw from. It's a wellspring that never runs empty and never runs dry. It's always available day and night, and it flows from the very throne of God. He is our source, church. He is our source. There is no outside or alternate source but Almighty God. He is our source of living water that transforms us and changes us and brings life to our parched and empty souls. We cannot discern the will of God. He talks about in verse 2, he says, that we may prove or discern what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Listen, we cannot discern and know the will of God apart from the Word of God. We must be people of the Word. If we want to know the will of God for our lives, then we must start with the Word of God. There's so much misinformation in our world today. A lot of faulty and erroneous, misleading information that can be deceptive, that can be destructive and detrimental and downright harmful to our Christian walk and our spiritual well-being. So where can we go for truth? Where can we go for help and hope and strength in this troubled world? Where can we go but to the Lord and His timeless, precious Word? I like the old hymn that we sing and our choir sings quite often. It says, "Where can I go? Oh, where could I go? Seeking or needing a friend, seeking a refuge for my soul, needing a friend to help me in the end. Where could I go but to the Lord?" Here in verse 12, we're given good instructions. It says, "By the mercies of God, present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. Be not conformed to this world, but to be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove, that you may know, that you may discern what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God for your life." Let's pray. Father, thank you, Lord, for your Word, the power, the truth of your Word. Let it speak to our hearts, not only this day, Lord, but every day, that we might be the people of God, that we might know your will and walk in it. Thank you, Lord, for your truth. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.